You know, Larry, I served in the Peace Corps, so maybe I owe some of my wonderful experience in West Africa and Togo to the Kennedys kind of directly through nepotism. Wasn't Sergeant Shriver, maybe like Jared Kushner, an example of nepotism in terms of establishing the Peace Corps?
Yes. Sergeant Shriver was the first director of the Peace Corps, and he was terrific, and everything good that the Peace Corps represented when you were doing it owed in part something to Sergeant Shriver, but I would argue that it also owed something to Bobby Kennedy, because it was Bobby Kennedy who was traveling the world and who encouraged his brother Jack to do something like the Peace Corps, to get an image of what America could give back to the world out there in a way that I think he was in many ways the inspiration for the Peace Corps, and it may have been his brother-in-law who was the first director, but I think if it weren't for Bobby, there might not have been a Peace Corps.
You know, I wonder at the transition, again, of Bobby Kennedy from the Cold Warrior to liberal icon, that part of that transition that you talk about in the book, Bobby Kennedy, Making of Liberal Icon, you say that at a certain point there's a junket of, 4 months, 6 months or something. He travels, he gets to see the ugly American, and he goes off a bit off the beaten paths. So I could see why that would lead to the Peace Corps.